All right, everybody, we're here with the Tall Guy and
Big Lou 303
podcast. We're here with No Way Noel today. Hello. Thank you for being here.
Excited.
He's a comic out of Denver. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm just putting something on the TV.
And as is per tradition right now in the podcast, we're going to have No Way Noel.
A reading from Mark Masters.
It is obvious in our conversations how deeply she cares about comedy, the community, and in particular about the recently deceased Deacon Gray. Deacon was his stage name. Wendy refers to him by his real name, David, sometimes during our conversation. That's just the passage.
Nice, perfect. That's
actually sounded real sensual.
That's a memorable.
What is he talking about?
I thought his name was Deacon, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I need to read that book.
Yeah, you probably should, but I'm not
going
to.
But I'm so dyslexic.
So his real name was David?
David.
Okay, David Gray?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you meet Deacon?
I never got to meet Deacon, to be honest with you.
The only time I ever met Deacon was at Aaron Maslow's mic.
Really?
And it's probably because of Aaron Maslow why he was there. I can almost guarantee it. But there was a couple people that went up, and then he went up, and man, he did a wrong joke. Like, it was awful. Oh. Like, but funny. To me, it was funny.
But, like, it was...
But for Niklos on a Saturday night, it was not a good joke for Niklos. But I was like...
Is he a raunchy comedian? I don't know.
No, not even. It was just
He was a dark comedian from what I understand.
Yeah, it was pretty dark. It was pretty dark, but it was funny. To me, it was funny.
Well, of course.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking, have you heard Matt Kobos's... You heard that shit at Matt Kobos's Ender?
No.
The other night?
Don't do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. Awesome.
Did it not get a response?
No, it got the response, but it got me laughing in the back, like, under my breath, just to see how many other people would get it. And I was like, oh, shit, that was great, you know? And I didn't want to burst out laughing because the crowd was like, And then he hit it again, like, fucking, he hit the punchline again. I don't think you can, bam, said the punchline again, then, Finally, I started laughing, and then, like, maybe seven other people laughed hard. I mean, fucking hard, bro, because that joke is great. How many dope-ass jokes do you got in your arsenal like that, dude? You know what I mean? It's like, man, that's...
All of them.
The ender about your fucking veil with the fucking granola and then the white chicks. Mm-hmm. That's an ender joke, bro. That joke's really fucking end shit, dude. No, I commend you on that. That's one of my favorite jokes. Yeah. I'm not even joking. I love that joke. You know what I mean? But, like, just seeing dope comedy like that, dude, just inspires me, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, always.
Who inspires you?
Damn, man, Cobos is a real good one.
Who inspires you in this comedy game? Not even Denver, just in general. Who do you like the most right now?
Fuck, I think his name is Byron Bryant or Byron Byers.
I'll check him out.
Yeah, where's he from?
I'll be damned if I know where
you
he's
just randomly
from,
caught him.
Recently. Yeah. Let's see. He has a show. Fuck, man, what the fuck I see him on? He's a writer for shit. Like he's been around. Y'all probably seen shit that he's been on, but it's not a name. They're all really just names to me.
They just did the Dave Chappelle. And what's his
name? Mark Twain.
Neil Brenner.
Neil Brennan.
Brennan. What? I can't say.
I know.
Names.
That's
I
why I have to correct. That's why I'm here. I'm not even here as a co-host.
I'm so bad with names.
Yeah, I'm so bad with names.
No, he's bad with words.
But him on the Chappelle show. You know what I mean? He was even talking about it. I think on like another podcast. He's like, yeah. Either it's I was Dave's little bitch, or I was pulling Dave's strings behind the thing, you know what I mean? It's not neither a collaboration shit, you know what I mean? That, bro, it's crazy, but, like, writers, I don't know, what are you looking to comedy game? Are you looking to be a writer, or are you looking to be a stand-up?
I think I do well writing. I think, for me, stand-up is definitely what I enjoy the most.
Yeah.
It's, like, what I'm naturally good at, but writing, I've always been writing. man.
Do you write anything besides stand-up, or do you write, like,
right don't now do I just poetry do stand-up? Or nothing
like that? Hey, I wrote a poem the other day, bud. It was fucking nice. It was about shaking on the bus.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Shaking on the bus?
The bus makes you crazy because you're always shaking, bud. You know what I mean?
Because it's always
bro.
And then when you're going crazy, you don't even realize
that you're not even on the bus, but you're still shaking. You're like, fuck. Am I heart blood pressure okay? So you write a lot. Do you fucking fill notebooks?
I just write the jokes right now. I don't even write the jokes all the way out. They're really just...
Are you always writing? I asked TJ and he's like, kind of no. Yeah. And that's like...
Do you use a notebook or do you just use your phone?
I use notebooks.
Yeah.
I like paper.
Yeah, I just filled up. I've been filling up a notebook quick. Like, I told myself, I was like, you're just sitting here fucking watching dumb shit on YouTube. Fucking start writing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I've been doing that since, like...
I guess the next thing to do would be, like, write short stories or something like that.
Sketches. I write sketches and things.
Did you see the Malibu Meshuggah that Brian Evans wrote and we did for Christmas? It's a little watch. We'll watch it after real quick.
Yeah, it's a little Christmas special.
But it's a little thing, but... Brian Evans, he's a little weirdo, dude. He's a cool white kid, dude. That's like, that's where he wants to be a screenwriter and do more film.
And didn't he go to the school or something?
Yeah, he went to school.
He's done.
And
like,
he made his own movie, dude. It's weird.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah, no, he's got a whatchamacallit.
That B-mama Oh, you're talking about that real movie.
It's got him talking to himself.
Yeah,
It's got split screen and weird stuff. And
did he submit to the what you call it?
Yeah,
film it in.
He did that in my backyard over here. Okay. You want to see the shed he made?
Oh, he did do it. I forgot he made.
He made a shed in my backyard, and I think the best part is he's trying to get warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, put your hand in your pants. And I wanted him to do the Al Bundy like but he goes for the back. And I was like, great, dude. But he's all, shh, you're going to make me laugh. And he had to redo it, that scene, you know what I mean? Yeah. About him putting his hand in the back of his pants.
Turn your fucking phone off.
Shut up, you piece of shit, dude.
Can't put it on vibrate.
I got the guy that's bringing more weed right now, dude. Should we spark a J up?
Spark
too?
It up, bro.
Hell
spark
yeah.
it up, bro.
Let me.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Maybe 2 years now.
Maybe
I don't really even.
Yeah, I'm 2 years. I'm 2 years strong too. I remember seeing you at Black Weather 2 years ago. That was one of the spots when I started. I started at Chorito, and then Black Weather was another late one that I could still do lift, and I could like. Go halfway through the night, go to Black Buzzard. Like, that's, I remember eating at Black Buzzard when I had money from driving Lyft in. That was dope, bro. But I've been loving this struggle not having dick, homie.
I don't have a shit, dude.
Sometimes, I got cigarettes most times, you know what I mean? Check this out. I made burritos last night, and these two white boys... One of them was like, I just got out of jail. Can I have the rest of your fucking joint? You know what I mean? And I was like, fuck, let me hit it a couple more times. White kid, you know, I was talking shit to him. And then I felt all bad. And I had burritos in my backpack, bud. And I said, yo, white boys, come over here. And I gave him each a burrito. And homeboy's like, oh, man, this is fucking awesome. I had jail food for fucking 3 weeks. This is fucking bad, bro. You're the man, homie, you're the man. And then some other black dude bum rolls up and he's like, are you just giving those away? I was like, I gave him my last one, bud. You know, the one I was going to eat on the light raw, I gave him this black. And he's like, oh, I love chorizo. You know what I mean? Because I made chorizo and
egg
burritos.
Where are you hanging out where all these niggas?
Right there at Scruffy's, bud. In front of Scruffy's. You know it's wild in front of Scruffy's.
Yeah, they got bums over there.
That's like, no, in December, some bum pulled a hatchet out on me. Irish Rover.
Oh, yeah, they got some crazy bums over there, too.
Yeah, it was wild, bro.
By the voodoo donuts and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Them niggas about to be fat because they're opening Insomnia Cookies over there. It's about to be a bunch of diabetic bums.
Well, hey, man.
They already got that voodoo donuts. Right, like, yeah.
Nah, I got my application for voodoo donuts in my notebook.
You're right. All the fat ass hobos hang around there.
I got I got my application insulin for Fruity shots. Donuts. You know what's so funny? Is it says your name, right? Then it,
it's like, do you have a home?
No, it says name, and then it says nickname. So I put Big Lou 303.
Wow.
And then it says,
that's how they fished you out.
Then it says pronoun. Then it says pronoun. And whatchamacallit? It says pronoun. And I put for my pronoun, I put dude. I didn't know what else to
and
put.
And then your dog ate it, so it
and then
even
yeah,
matter.
Bella ate half of it. Yeah. I'm thinking of not, dude. They
that application was
yo, son, yo, son. They fucking print money over there, dog. They print money over there. Madison just pulled up. I mean, invite this cat in. You guys can talk. To
yeah. So where'd you come from? Are you originally from Denver, or did you?
I'm from Vegas. I'm from
Really?
Yeah, yeah. 702.
Did you do comedy out there?
Nah, I didn't do no comedy.
It's close to 720.
Yeah, almost.
702.
Just,
I was
flip
like,
it around.
Damn. Did you grow up in Vegas?
Did you
just
grow
all
up out there?
Yeah, yeah, born and raised.
Damn. When did you
and
get
how
there?
How old are you? You're a young buck still,
right? 28.
28.
Yeah, you're as young as I am. Yeah. When did you get out of fucking Vegas?
When I was 24, 25.
What got you out?
Shit.
Shit. Yeah, yeah, I feel
shit.
You.
When
yeah.
You're doing shit.
You're tired of it. That's how I got the fuck out.
Might as well smoke some weed. Out here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was back. Yeah, if you went 24, that was like right when shit was popping.
Well, weed was all legal and shit.
Yeah. Is it legal out in Nevada yet?
Yeah,
yeah
it is.
Huh?
It is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's gotta be easy. But I heard it's hell of expensive there, like, compared to here. Like, it's like $70 for a gram of wax.
Yeah, they're, like, touristy shit. So what's going to happen is they're going to be the expensive spots, and then you'll find it's going to trickle down.
Yeah, no, there will be some good spots.
Have to trickle down. It's kind of like out here. Some spots are ridiculous.
Yeah, but they're not $70 ridiculous, like, for a gram of wax.
Oh, for wax? Oh, yeah.
Like, the most I've seen out here, I think, is, like, $30, $35.
Yeah, it's real cheap right now.
Yeah,
and
when it first started.
When it first started, but you know how things, when things first start, you know, but then competition will make it go lower because, you know, that's how some will, only way some companies will survive.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you gotta be competitive. There's so many, and there's so many shops around here. Like, I think in this vicinity alone, there's gotta be four or five.
Right.
How's it going, man?
It's only owned by, like, seven people.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Oh. Our drinks came. Our homie came. Hell yeah, he's gonna watch our podcast. So, you got a podcast too, right?
We do.
You and TJ?
TJ, and Danny Ramos.
Danny Ramos, I love that white. I love that half white kid, bro.
Half white kid. I'm pretty sure none of him is white.
I don't even care. He's honky as fuck, bro.
I don't even think he was raised by white people, bro.
He's honky as fuck, bro.
He was raised by a Persian dude and a Hispanic lady.
He's honky, bro. Just, nah, you know what I love about Danny Ramos is he's from Oxnard.
Hey, what's that?
California.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing joints.
Hell yeah. So, you know.
Great, grab that off the floor before Bella eats it, dumbass.
So, Oxnard is like the fucking, the...
Well, I've been to California.
Yeah, Oxnard is like where the mob was in Cali.
Yeah.
Shipping, all that shit, you know what I mean? Was mob territory, Oxnard, bro. That's where Madlib's from.
Okay.
One of my favorite rappers, dog. You like hip-hop
and
shit, too?
Yeah, I know Madlib.
Yeah, you know what's up with Stone's Throw and all that shit, then?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
All right, Peanut Butter Wolf, dog. If you ever want to see the dopest hip hop
documentary,
no, Peanut Butter Wolf. Peanut Butter Wolf is the founder of Stone's Throw. But I'm gonna tell everybody to check out this fucking documentary. It's called Our Vinyl Weighs a Ton, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Madlib. It's got J Dilla. It's got Doom. It's got all. Like the fucking best hip hop I've seen so far in the game.
Mm-hmm.
All these motherfuckers came off a Stone's Throw, and that's and the producer is Peanut Butter Wolf, bro. And that white boy is fucking bad, son. I don't even give a fuck, dude. I love hip hop to the core. Yeah, and he's the producer.
That's always
he came out way back in the day. You know what I mean?
That's always the thing, because I think that about Denver comedy, that the whole like what you're saying about Stone's Throw is that all these people came out of this one place, and like,
no, but it's all out of Oxnard over there.
But that's what I mean is that like. Is it that those people just happen to be there, or is it that the reason that they're so fucking good is that they're like pushing each other all the fucking time? The same thing is like out here. It's the
same thing with fucking with the comedy, bro. Dude, these cats push me, bro. That's like fucking. That's why I even talked. I was talking shit to Anthony Crawford yesterday at Scruffy Murphy's, because he won Thick Skin again Monday, right?
Yeah.
And I told him, I don't know if you know, but we're in competition, motherfucker. I'm going to win Thick Skin, motherfucker. Every time you see me at Thick Skin, I'm going to try to win. I don't know if we're in competition.
Well, yeah, he tries to win every time,
too. Yeah, but see, exactly. You know what I mean? That's good. And I just told him straight up, right? Fuck, we're fucking in competition. I don't give a fuck now, dude. You know what I mean?
I don't know. When it comes to California, though, I'm pretty sure location takes a big part because there's so many people out there.
Well, and there's also so many people moving there still, especially artist-wise and people who are in the game. There's
a lot more access in California
to
celebrity, Hollywood out there, all the stars and shit.
Well, I'm not talking about the ability to get big. I'm talking about just talent in general. I'm saying that just the fact that, like, so many comics are coming into Denver, and so there's so much competition that, like, the only ones that get noticed are the cream of the crop, like, the ones that actually get noticed. And so, like, those people are pushed because there are so many fucking people who are talented that the cream is much finer, if that makes sense.
There's a lot
of talent. I don't know. There's a lot of opportunity out there. You've been doing it 2 years. You're getting booked at different spots. Didn't I see you at the Improv and shit like that too, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Joe Eddings got his foot in the Improv now too, right? I've seen him around. He's a good old guy, bro. He's an old fucking Mexican, bro. White guy. But Joe Eddings, cool, bro.
Yeah, Joe Eddings, good guy.
I remember he hosted.
He can survive a mugging, so that's fucking
hosted,
nice.
He hosted the mic that I met you at down there at X. Remember?
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
He hosted that mic. Dude, that was way back, dude.
That was way back. One of
the first times I met fucking this tall, dumb white kid, bro. You know what I mean? But
that was like right when I first started going out.
Hell yeah. Nah, dude, that's like shit, dude. I love this comedy game. Do you love comedy, or do you want to keep writing, or what do you think you're going to do in this shit?
You know, this is one of those things where I've always been funny to people. So,
yeah,
I think as long as something funny is around and I can make a dollar off of it and I can eventually eat and, like, live, because this is the goal, is to do what you want.
Right
now I'm able to do whatever I want to do.
That's killing.
Not having to fuck
you. Just chill. You got a little chickie out back at the crib, and you guys just chill.
Just be chilling.
Nice,
man.
Dude. Yeah, that's awesome. I dig it, bro.
That's half of the game is just trying to figure out how to make rent with it.
Exactly, that part. Also, I would like to travel with it too.
Yeah,
I would.
No, exactly.
See the world and see, like, if
that's real killer. No, that's like
that'd be nice to be able to go to another country and get a job there without having to have a degree. Exactly. Like, just have to. Oh, I'm gonna go to this spot and hopefully most of the crowd speak English because I'm not gonna learn your language.
No, dude. I just heard somebody talking about doing shit like that, like in Holland and shit. They're like, dude. Not everybody out there speaks one language, dude. Most of your European countries are bilingual motherfuckers, dude. You don't get fucking 50, 60 people in a 100 person room, bro, and you ain't got nothing to worry about, dude, because they probably already taught their friends enough to fucking know what a fucking punchline or if they're talking shit, you know what I mean? Right. Fuck, dude, people aren't dumb, bro. That's like comedy's such a smart art form. And everybody thinks it's, you know, some people think your jokes are dumb or they're bullish or fucking stupid, you know what I mean? But, yo, I'm trying to twist it around and make it funny. If you don't get it...
That's your fault.
You're not smart enough to get it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really...
not even that, man, because sometimes it's like, there's a lot going on in the world, you know?
Yeah.
Not everybody has access to the same like knowledge as everybody else. So it's not even like smart. Maybe you just haven't come across your references.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you want to give people an opportunity to laugh and enjoy themselves.
You know?
To be on the offense of the people that are watching you. It's more like, we can relate at this and laugh at this, hopefully.
Yeah.
And hopefully. If you can't, you can't see the irony. Well, for my comedy, it's more like ironic. Like, this is...
Yeah, no, that's... I dig your style. Yeah. Slow, smooth, calm, collect.
Yeah, it's like if you look at the position of things, like some things, there's not what you see, or you can't make judgments based off of, you know, anything. And it's like a lot of story shit, too. So.
It's finding a relatability while also trying to put a skew on what the people think.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and that's what's great about your style is like the smoothness is like you're trying to hypnotize the audience into seeing your point of view, but also being still relatable. Like you get them that there by relating to them, and then that's when you can like do the fucking shit where.
I just know I never seen you do no corny shit, bud. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And do you write out your full jokes? Like I've been trying to write at least the first. Four sentences in.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I know I'm not going to stumble. I'm not going to... Yeah, see how I stumbled over that shit? Mm-hmm. If I can't get clicking into it, I want to be able to at least... Before I go up there, like, you know, I can barely read what the fuck anyways, but I've been doing this, like... I go up there, I open up my notebook and see this is where it's been helping me on the first front cover. I got cool, calm... collect just like your style on the mic is, you gotta be that right before you get on stage. I put the cool, calm, collect, and then I put walk out there, and then big fucking letters I just put fuck it up.
I love how he's instruction pamphlet.
Like, no, dude,
fuck it up, bro.
That's how you gotta think about your next set, bro. I'm gonna fuck this set up, bro. I'm gonna make it good as fuck, dude. I can't wait. Fucking for next week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? New talent night on Tuesday, dude. I was proud of Aiden.
On and off stage.
Aiden, the little new comic guy, Aiden. He did his new comic night. He did his newbie set last night.
He did a good job. He started off strong. He had a couple laughs, but sometimes he'll do his jokes, and the way he'll word it will be so funny, but he doesn't do it the next time.
Yeah.
You know? And then he'll keep the same premise, but the wording will be different, which will
He hasn't polished it. He don't know how to polish
it. And he doesn't, like, he doesn't polish it as in, like...
I like him. I really like him.
Clean cut the words.
Exactly.
He just, like, thinks he knows the premise is strong, so he's like, yes, this premise is strong. I know this premise
is strong.
I'm going
to try this in.
And I'm just going to keep doing it however
I'm
going to
try. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this to when he should have found something before he fucking went up there. But he's working. But he's working hard. He's working good. I like because he could laugh at himself too.
Oh, yeah. He does laugh at himself.
You know what I mean? And I like it, dude. Yeah. Because he could laugh at himself. He's like, I don't care if you don't think it's funny. I think it's funny. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to giggle at it. Mm-hmm. And fuck you. I dig it, dude. I really dig it, dude. You know, I'm glad you see different people's other shit like that, dude. Yeah, you know what I mean? Hell yeah, dude.
People are working out here. Everybody's got something
different.
Yeah,
everybody's working real hard. It's all crazy. It's different. Tall guy got his stuff, dude. Like, I try to help you out, bro. Like, jeez, but it's hard, bro.
What the fuck are you talking?
Your joke about fucking the fucking science question shit.
I like when you
think you should start off fucking hardcore. I think you should start off hardcore and then explain yourself after. It's like in the sewer business. We used to.
What are you talking about?
About how you said the baby's not mine because I don't believe in that science. Whatever.
No. This is why I can't get critiques from this dumbass because he doesn't ever remember my jokes.
I remember your jokes, but I would totally word it different.
Well, because you're a psychopath.
Just like we were talking about that stupid video about Red Man.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's
so
it's,
I should so I should not.
No, it's just joke writing. It's
no,
just,
no, wait, wait, wait. So you're telling
no,
me that
no,
you're, no, no,
never mind,
the,
never
no,
mind.
Listen,
what
to
I'm
me.
Trying to tell you. All right, here's the structure that I want you to do that joke in. And this is what we used to do in the sewer business. Say we had to get into somebody's yard to fucking, maybe even break their fucking fence. We'd break their fucking fence and do the sewer and then say, hey, please forgive us. Please forgive us okay, for breaking so your fence. We're gonna. Your insurance saying, is gonna cover. Yeah, in an emergency, dude. In an emergency, apologize. You go through the shock.
Bam, 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 I don't ever apologize for that joke. No. Though.
So, anyways, which the end is bad. The end of the joke is not bad. Not bad in a bad way, but it's bad. But you should start with the bad.
Okay, so you
and then
explain
yourself later.
I see what he's saying. I've got two points. I've got two taglines for a joke, and he wants me to do the harsher one. But
you gotta do the harsh first, and then beg for forgiveness, and that's how you'll get the crowd because they'll be like, "What the fuck is this asshole talking about?" And then by the time you explain yourself, either you get a couple people or fuck them. You know
wait. So I'm not even supposed to explain this, the whole part about the law?
You want to go through your joke? Let's write it down.
No. I will tell you the joke because now I'm kind of just I'm interested to see if I think I know how fuck he's doing. The joke is that in Ohio they have a law that they just signed into. They just signed a law in Ohio that allows you to be wrong on science questions as long as the excuse is religion. I just wish I could use that shit in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. Fucking. You are the father. God says I'm not.
Hmm.
You say I gotta pay child support. I can spend that money any way I want because the Lord says so.
Hmm.
Like, what do you want? What's to change about that?
Dude, the Lord said so. The Lord told me that this chick's that I boned's abortion. It's not mine.
Yeah, that's.
And then you fucking say, yeah, I don't even gotta pay for the dumbass kid because the Lord said so.
And then explain it?
And then say, yeah, because I used to live in Ohio, and the law's this.
But, no, because no...
See, because it's super wrong at the start, dude, right? It's super wrong, bro. Super wrong.
What do you mean? Like, at the...
Never mind, I'm not fucking
I want you to go do that joke like that.
Don't be funny.
No,
don't be funny.
Go and
I got my own jokes.
I give you permission to go do my joke, because that joke's made no
dare. How about that,
I've never fucking... I've never heard a...
Hey, if you ever do Dare on fucking screen, fucking on a television screen, that's fucking...
You're not the only one that's came up with that. I've heard that
no,
a thousand times.
Me and my dad came up with that. My dad's the biggest druggie ever. He's
exactly, so I don't trust
so
you.
I
would love...
50% of it.
I would love to see you sue me.
In jail,
just get your mom.
Since he's in jail,
she'll
I'll go
be your
get
lawyer.
It in writing. I'll go get it in writing from Big Lou that's his joke. And that he gave it to me for free 100%.
Yo, dude, I wouldn't trust a crack addict.
What's up?
In a jail.
Are you fucking? Are you a joke lawyer? Are you a joke lawyer or what?
I have a question for your guest.
What's up?
So you'd made mention that within 2 years so far, you're a professional comedian.
Yeah.
You're paying bills for comedy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For the newcomers, would you mind kind of telling them how that game works? Or you want to like not steal your
business? I'm striving to be just like this guy.
What are we talking? We're pretty much all
no,
doing the
this
same
is
shit,
even
man.
Playing around.
You
no,
just
it's,
talk to
I
people
think,
and get
no,
them to book you.
That's like,
right? Is that
yeah.
what you're asking? Like, it's politics yeah. mostly. You just talk to
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
You gotta,
they, it's like, what do they say? They say if people like you, they're most likely to give you money if they like you. So
yeah.
Yeah. When I say that, I mean, if they like you, they'll book shows for you, book you on shit.
Yeah, that's and like, I guess that guy must like me because I hosted that show over at New Year's.
Yeah.
Right? He yeah. seen me perform at the same spot fucking 3-4 months ago and then I hosted for him New Year's. That's all you gotta do is keep going to everything, dude.
Yeah,
you can't
face.
Pigeonhole yourself neither on nothing.
Yeah.
Because I know Danny Ramos and all those cats, they started getting booked, but you know, I was like, I liked going to all their mics. I'd make them guys laugh, dude. You know what I mean? And that's all I cared about, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm starting to get booked. Fuck it, dude. Hopefully, we could all kick each other back, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, if I get a showcase, I know who's throwing down some dope openers. Fucking No Way, No Out, TJ Webb, dumb Corey Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He just does it out of spite.
I have to call him dumb Corey Stevens, dude. I can't give him no compliments. He's in the working phase.
Yeah,
dude. He's still unmolding himself and molding himself into a comedian. And Fuck, man, dude. I don't know what's up with
It's hard when you haven't been, you know, fucking here 38 years of your life.
Hey, dude, fuck, it's not hard, bro, to make fucking assumptions about the world and try to make them funny.
Well, that's what most of this
you
is.
You
want
to argue about this shit? Comedy's easy, bud. Ask this guy. He goes up there with his tarantula leg-looking hair and fucking kills it, dog. He's bad, bro. He's bad. What's up with that picture on Facebook when you had the high fade, bro, and you was looking sharp, bud?
I was looking sharp, days? But...
What that happened was, to those days? How old were you then?
I don't even know, man. Probably like 19.
Yeah.
20.
How long have you been in Denver now?
4 years.
4 years only?
Yeah.
And you only started comedy 2 years ago?
Maybe.
What got you, what really, really got you out here to Denver?
Weed.
Just that's it?
Yeah.
Man.
I figured it was gonna be legal out here, so eventually.
What about now it's legal in Vegas? Are you gonna go back there?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Not even for fam or nothing like
mm-mm.
that? No? You got a lot of family? You got a bunch of brothers and sisters?
Nah, I got one sister. And then
just
I got a cousin
sister?
Who's like my brother, and he
yeah.
grew up with us, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's all in Vegas, or they out here
they,
too?
Nah, they gone. They, my cousin, my sister live in Reno, my cousin live in Utah, in Ogden.
Oh, in Ogden, Utah? Mm-hmm. That place sucks, dude.
Utah is trash.
Oh, Utah is trash, dog, homie. I remember we were doing the Target store in there in the early 2000s, and we went to Fuddruckers. And this white bitch said that we was gluttons.
Oh,
they had
damn,
some,
she said it called you fat.
Yeah,
like that?
Because we went to Fuddruckers and we got half-pound hamburgers,
oh,
bud.
Oh, damn.
And they was Mormons and they was fucking disgusted at us, dude.
Oh.
They called us gluttons, bud. In the then don't work here, fucking bitch. You fucking sell goddamn pound hamburgers.
And she really served you?
Yeah, she was serving
wow.
us, dog. Fucking crazy white bitch.
The nerve.
It was disgusting, bro. I was smoking a cigarette out on the fucking street, like, later on that evening. And these people walked by on the sidewalk. And I was, like, fucking two, 3 yards away from them by the fucking, by the street. And these people were coughing and fucking throwing dirty looks and shit at us, bro. Utah fucking sucked
back
in the day.
Yeah, it sucks. And they was looking at me sideways in the airport. And it's weird because everybody who lives out there when we landed in the airport had like little eyes that were close together.
Yeah, dude. They're all tarted from fucking each other's cousins. Oh, God. I swear, dude. No. My cousin's older brother went out there to do carpet because they were having a big fucking building boom and shit, you know, fucking houses everywhere for all these fucking Mormons and shit, dude. So this guy was making money hand over fist doing carpet in these houses, but he moved his whole family out there, dog, for fucking 4 years, dude, made fucking probably $500,000 or whatever, you know what I mean, just doing carpet. My aunt was living out there, she's like, this fucking place is weird.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt's weird, bud. You know what I mean? And she's calling Utah weird. I was like, my aunt is crazy, dog. Fucking, I remember going and fucking waking her up in the afternoon and fucking with a joint, bud, or else she'd murder me, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She's the nicest lady ever.
After
you smoke a joint with her, she's the nicest lady ever. Oh, you want some soup? She used to bleed poppies for us in the north, in the fucking west
with
side
poppies.
Over there. She used to make our opium, dog.
Fuck
yeah, dude. That's how weird she was, bro.
Oh,
she used to bleed us poppies.
How you
for
bleed
opium.
A poppy?
You fucking get you a good fucking poppy plant, dude. Fucking, and then right before it's about to bloom, you can see when the leaves start to turn, start turning out like this. You just fucking cut them,
mm-hmm.
and then the next morning there'll be a big old glob of this. And you take the glob off and
glob,
you wipe it off.
Like,
it's
like
fucking opium,
the
bro.
Goop,
a glue.
Like
it looks like a glue.
It
yeah.
looks like yeah, like white.
It'll be brown,
silk
a little brown,
oh,
on
brown.
The end. On the end,
and this
it'll
just
be,
happens
be
from
mostly
cutting
white.
The leaf.
Yeah, and this no, you just cut the bulb.
The
you
bulb.
Make a,
okay.
You make two slices in the bulb.
And the bulb is the stem. The
yeah,
big
the
middle
top
stem.
Of the stem. At
okay,
the top of
this
the
is
stem,
the flower.
The
that
flower
is, that comes up.
So right before
that.
The flower is about to bloom, you fucking cut it 2-3 times. It bleeds. You wipe all that shit on a mirror. And then you let it fucking dry like a shale.
Does it open before you cut it, or is it not open? You just gotta
it's
see it's
not.
Big enough
you
and
just
you just
gotta,
cut it.
It'll fucking goo out, bro. You could still do it, dude. That's like they got fucking pop big old bears. I forget what it's called, But you boil these seeds and then you fucking eat them, but you gotta boil all the arsenic out of it. And then you fucking trip balls, but they still sell all that shit. We was talking with TJ about salvia. You know any crazy motherfuckers that smoke that shit?
Hell no.
They're stupid, bro. Yeah, they're fucking
I used to watch those videos, though.
Yeah, I did you watch
you remember Spice? I smoked Spice one time, man. That shit fucked me.
Fuck, dude. I seen fools tweak on that shit.
Yeah,
dude,
man.
Like,
that shit was
real. Fucking scratching.
I had my mouth was feeling like needles was in my mouth. Oh, dude. We went to
this
go watch
was,
a
this
scary
dude
movie.
Climbed the tree in front of my uncle's, in front of my cousin's house, bud, and stood up there for like 3 hours, bud, like an owl. Like that, all high on that salvia. I watched the Ari Shaffir when he smoked that shit, and he's like, I was fucking somebody else for 30 months, 2 or 3 months. I was laughing. I laughed so hard at that. I'll never smoke that shit. That's so dumb. But like DMT and all that shit, I want to do it again, but I've done it before. Bro.
Yeah, I've done DMT.
Yeah, no, dude.
I've never done DMT.
It's fucking cray cray, dude. Like, fucking, I was telling little Dylan Dean.
I was telling little Dylan Dean
that I smoked that shit. Mm-hmm. And I heard fucking like tiger. But check this out, you dumb motherfucker. Before you laugh, the only fucking animal that eats a plant that has straight DMT in it that you'll trip on is jaguars in South America, son. So what if me and this jaguar in South America was on the
same
plane? Yeah, tripping on the same plane.
I'm just scared.
Jehovah, you can meet fucking Buddha, it's cool. Every time I've ever done it, it's
now fucking... I'm just thinking about Jesus meeting this guy.
Like,
DMT word, like,
you ever see Mike Tyson on the Joe Rogan? That's what they talk about, stupid DMT for like fucking 20 minutes. Oh, it's amazing, I love it. I just fucking make you feel like a better person, you know. I love Mike Tyson, dude. That fucker's podcast is bad as fuck, dude. Have you ever seen that shit?
I ain't listen to that.
Yeah, he talks. He has a podcast with LL Cool J. He tells LL Cool J was talking about his heritage and how his great uncle fought for his freedom, bare knuckle boxing.
Right.
Mike Tyson knew all about that motherfucker.
Right.
He goes into a 20-minute rant about LL Cool J's uncle going to fight the bare knuckle champion in Britain and how Napoleon fucking bet 200 something bucks on a slave, bud, to beat the British bare knuckle champion and shit. You know, Napoleon. This is how far back Napoleon bet money on this dude's grandpa.
Wait, hold on. So, I don't know how, I don't know history, because I don't believe too much of what
people tell me.
But, so, great grandfather or grandfather?
His great uncle.
His great uncle.
His great uncle. LL Cool J.
When was Napoleon alive?
Look it up, bud.
See, I don't know these things.
It's fucking like in the 1800s. It's in the 1800s. Because that's when slavery was, right?
Okay. And Napoleon put money on this guy.
Yeah, Napoleon put money on this guy to beat the white boy.
But he was a slave in England, not
a
slave
in
America.
No, he was a slave in America.
So this nigga, how did Napoleon... All right,
listen, I guess I got to explain the whole thing. Listen.
I'm telling you, man, nigga.
Listen.
History lessons brought to you by Moses Ricardo Martinez.
Yo, this is from Mike Tyson. This is exactly pretty much verbatim because I watched that episode like 5 times because I couldn't believe how fucking eloquent Mike Tyson was. As Mike Tyson goes, he fought for his freedom.
Uh-huh.
He was a slave sleeping on the floor, and he was the best bare-knuckle champion of America. He beat everybody coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking won his freedom, bare-knuckle boxing.
Okay.
After that, they took him to Australia. They took him to Africa, South Africa. They took him all around the world.
They paid him, though.
Yeah, they started paying him. He won his freedom, bro. Okay. When he beat everybody.
So when he won his freedom, he was like, I'm going to go beat ass.
He's like, I'm going to go over the sea, everybody else.
Over the ocean. I'm going to go. I'm going to go beat a kangaroo's ass. So that's what he said next.
Where was bare knuckle boxing invented? In Great Britain, right, dude? Okay. The fucking white. The white nationalist fucking... White versus black, the biggest white versus black fucking fight ever was this bare knuckle championship boxing, bro. Napoleon bet on homeboy's grand or great uncle, put money on him. He was winning, right? They couldn't have a fucking black guy win the bare knuckle champion. They hit him in the head with the fucking pipe, bro.
Killed him.
Nope. He lost the fight.
They still counted it as a loss.
Yeah.
They seen it happen. In
they seen them fucking they were beating like, out, they were so like, they hit him in the head with the pipe. They got drawings of it. This is how old it is. It's got drawings. It don't got no fucking pictures, homie. It's got drawings of what happened. Motherfuckers hitting that fool.
It ain't true.
And Mike Tyson, knew all this. Mike Tyson said it.
Nobody.
Mike Tyson said it.
Even Mike Tyson.
Iron Mike Tyson said that shit.
Mike Tyson's
credentials for a story.
You know how many times he's been in the head? And you want me to think
you're
recall stories?
Never.
That's a great fucking story. It's a good story.
But I feel like LL Cool J hit the head a couple times too himself. Especially if his granddad told his great-grandfather told him the story. He was like, ain't no pictures.
Okay,
imagine
well,
if somebody great-grandfather told you a story
know,
right
he
now.
He didn't know none of
and
them.
And he was like, ain't no pictures, but we got drawings.
Give me a cigarette.
Yeah, it could be LL Cool J's grandfather. I don't know.
We're going to watch that shit right after this.
Famous status does not equal
sorry, we didn't have Kodaks back then, but I drew a stick figure putting somebody in the head.
Nah, dude.
I believe that his grandfather told the story.
Listen, Mike Tyson knows his history about this shit. You know who Mike Tyson's favorite fighter is? Jack Dempsey from Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
He was a minor.
That gives so much credibility.
No, you don't know nothing. What kind of history
who
do you
knows
believe?
Anything?
I know
I agree
everybody
with him.
Knows.
Nobody knows I nothing. Oh, he's got a question.
Are you a flat earther by chance?
Hell no.
That's a great question. Because we would have kicked your ass out of here.
Flat earthers,
I can't do it, dude.
Who knows anything really, dog? I mean, you can
but
talk, history, we can talk
history,
all day,
bro.
Babe.
That's
somebody's
like,
history
that's
is
like,
history.
Here's what
but
I say.
But a lot of people are talking and hearsay. Even videos now can be changed. So what do you really know?
Well, how about this?
I know the. Certain documents exist that explain, like, you know, certain. There's concrete things.
Right.
Like, the Constitution is a
concrete
thing. Nothing
is concrete. I mean, we walk on carpet. This is. But, you know, people talking like
they know all this.
All this is facts. Like, who cares? Like,
yeah.
You can know as much as
you
want.
Yo, I have this white boy.
Oh, shit don't change.
I was standing next to this white guy trying. When I went to go try to do plasma yesterday. And
you tried what happened?
I had blood pressure too high, but I probably cholesterol high, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
You need more fruit, motherfucker.
Whatever, motherfucker.
Smoke more cigarettes, bro.
I would smoke 20 cigarettes. I don't even care, dude. This fucking nasty shit. Oh, that's what it's called. But anyways.
That's the name.
This is the name.
This nasty shit.
What are we doing? Abbott Costello now? Are we doing old school comedy and shit or what? Dog, fuck. Nah, but what were we talking about?
History. White kids.
So, this is how it goes, dude. So, Jewish religion, Christian religion, Quran, whoever wrote scrolls over there in China, they all got different history. We all got some crazy fucking dragon history. The Mayans had dragons, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All these histories are different, the same, crazy. Who knows if it was like that? Like maybe they lived in dinosaur times and they think they saw dragons.
Well, there
and
was,
shit. You know what I mean. You never know. Right. But here's my quote on history, dude. What if we all fucking blow each other up, bud, and all crazy? But some people end up living in a fucking mountain. They're all dum-dums because it's fucking when everybody dies, it's during...
This is future.
It's, yeah, this is the future. Okay. But when so everybody dies, everybody mm-hmm. dies, it's because of, like, Idiocracy. Like, Homeboy's movie comes true, everybody's stupid. You know what I mean? Well, but then the big wall of trash falls, everybody fucking dies and shit. There's a couple people that live through it, dude.
I'm gonna have to get a copyright then, for this show.
And then, and then... Fucking people, 6,000 years from now, they're dumb as fuck, dude. They've been living in caves. They're almost caveman status again. They're dumb. But then one of them finds an iPad fully charged, dude, with the battery pack. And all it's got is Bob Marley on it. And you know what? You know who the next Jesus Christ is? Motherfucking Bob Marley.
The next Jesus Christ,
because they see Bob Marley on iPad and they're like, this is love, and they love that motherfucker. And they're like,
and he gets
and he teaches such good fucking quotes with his little bit of fucking songs they've seen on this iPad like 10 times before the battery runs out, and like 20 people remember it, and they're like, man, this guy was so great.
He'll be the Holy Bobble.
That's the next Jesus Christ. That's the next Jesus Christ is motherfucking Bob Marley.
Who is the savior of like Rastafarian culture?
Right, I don't know. Who is? Do you know?
I don't. That's why I asked.
What nationality are you?
What nationality?
Yeah. What are you?
He's an American.
Haitian?
Yeah. My father was Haitian. And okay. They both were immigrants from Haiti.
Oh. Right
here. Yeah.
Is it still fucked up out there?
Yeah.
I've heard it's really like.
Did they
really
leave because up. Of?
No,
they just. Said
when did they leave in the '80s?
70s.
Oh, okay. So.
In the '70s.
And they're always on the West Coast area, like Nevada, they
lived
California.
My dad lived in Florida, and then he moved to Vegas, and then he moved my mom from Haiti to Vegas. No. She lived in Florida too for a little bit.
And but then she had to go back and did.
No. She passed away.
Oh. Damn. Recently or was
back? No. I was like 4.
Man.
Oh, okay.
But did your dad raise you by himself? Was he a good
guy? Yeah. No, he had a couple of like wives in between. You know,
stepmoms.
And
were
shit.
They cool with you though?
You know.
My mom had some loser-ass boyfriend.
Did she?
Fuck yeah, man.
I can only imagine.
This one guy, Glenn, he used to make me write sentences like, when I fuck up, I will tie my shoes 100 times.
Sentences ain't bad, bro. He at least he ain't beat
fuck
your
that,
ass.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude.
Yeah, he came that's home, mental.
He
that's mental.
Came home,
fuck
took a
shit.
Shot and uppercut you.
His mom does that.
My mom would fuck that dude up, bro. I remember fucking she threw one of those old-school big metal alarm clocks. And the fucking, the stud stuck in the back of his head, bro. the feet from the alarm clock, one of them fucking pierced him, bud. She almost went to jail over that shit, dude.
I bet she did.
Shit, my mom beat my dad's ass in the front yard.
She used to fuck you up, too?
Nah, she never really fucked me up.
Because she loved you.
But
her.
She's fucking... She beat... She
beat him with a bike chain.
Yo, she still hits me with the fucking hanger all the time. You know, she's got those plastic hangers, but she'll break them. Yeah. I'll be like, that don't hurt. What? That don't work. That don't hurt, bitch. Quit me, bitch. Wait. She fucking, but man.
You call your mom bitch?
No, she calls
me a
bitch.
Yeah, every goddamn
she
day.
She calls me a bitch, bro. She's like, bitch, you ain't funny.
Dude, if she shows up, it becomes a sitcom in this podcast. It just goes straight to fuck you. And
We were going to name the podcast
before
fucking
mom gets home.
Before my mom gets home.
Quick before my mom gets
home. Yeah, bro.
That's actually pretty funny.
It is, dude. It is. It's great, dude. My mom's fucking tough as nails, dude. That's like, she grew up on in Swansea right over here, bro.
Yeah. So was you like third Purina. Generation, fourth generation? How long your family?
My grandfather moved my mom and his my mom is the youngest of 4 brothers, and we lived in this house. They moved into this house when they moved from across the street from Purina Dog Factory, right there on the highway.
How long your family been in?
But
this
they've been in the state. Both of my family comes from Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you have some New Mexico descendants.
We're third generation Denver. We're third generation. but like all our, even both sides of my family's from New Mexico. Mm.
So you so did what? Did they keep just marrying in Hispanic
or no, like, dude? You wanna know why?
I'm not white yet. I'm so confused.
So check this out. My grandfather in Wagamount, New Mexico.
Okay.
My great grandpa was Dutch.
Okay.
They owned the stagecoach stop in Wagamount, New Mexico, and they were Dutch settlers, and they bought the land from the Spanish. This is how long ago. Like history. Here, I'll show you some real history that I know. That's fact, okay?
There's documents.
So my great-great-grandfather was Dutch.
I don't believe anybody ever.
He owned, it's fine. They owned the stagecoach stop in Wagamount, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
He married an Indian.
Okay.
They both got disowned from their family.
Mm, the Dutch and the Indian.
The Dutch and the Indian.
Now, when you say Indian, you say Native American.
The Indian. The Indian with the feather. With the feather. Like, yeah, ooh, okay. I don't care. I'm part of that. I don't give a fuck, dog. So anyways. They went to the biggest ranch in northern New Mexico, southern Colorado by Trinidad border.
Okay.
It was the Martinez Ranch.
Mm.
Hence my last name.
This is the Wild West.
Hence my last name.
The Martinez Ranch.
Yeah. Okay. The Martinez Ranch was the biggest ranch. The Gonzales Ranch was by Alamosa in Colorado. And then the Gonzales and Gomez ranches were like fucking Pueblo area.
And when you say
and
ranch,
these are big giant ranches, dude. These this, are giant
the
fucking
house,
the ranches.
Bunch of people because
yeah,
they
a bunch
niggas
of people,
working
yeah,
on them.
Because they needed people to work and do all this shit. So when you went and worked a ranch like that, you know, these people were a couple. My great-great-grandma worked in the kitchen. She was an Indian. My great-great-grandfather, he herded the cattle. He worked as a ranch hand. He fixed the fences. He fucking cut wood. He did everything else. You know what I mean? And after you fucking stay a few years there on the ranch, you get the... They say, hey, do you want to take our last name? So that's why there's so many Gonzaleses and Martinez.
Now.
Yeah. But it's like, hey. Yeah, straight up, bro. Straight up, dude. But then but that's how you get a surname, bro. That's how you used to get a surname, dude.
I see. So you got four.
No, I do have four names, but that's just because my mom's fucking a jerk, dude. My mom didn't want me to be just like my dad, dude. So she gave me that second middle name, bro. Because my dad's Louis Jesse. I was about to be Jerry Lewis.
Hey, lady.
Yeah, my mom hates that, dude. Yeah, one of her cousins was named Jerry. He drowned in the Poudre River up there in Colorado. So
how
like,
can they
right,
give you Louis Jesse Jerry?
Louis Jesse Ricardo is my Nina's pretty much. That's how you say Rich Meyer in Spanish. Is Ricardo.
Rich Meyer.
Rich
Meyer. Why is there a way to say Rich Meyer?
Because Ricardo's just elegant way of saying Rich Meyer. Dude.
I always thought it was
my uncle's
Richard
rich.
Or something.
My uncle Rich
He's
Meyer.
He's a rich
dude.
Man.
Rich, bro. He used to own the motherfucking.
So is there a way to say poor Meyer?
Nah, just fucking rich white guy, bud.
Man, they only care about him tight.
My Nino, he's got a knot on his head because he got hit with the golf ball like this. Bah, and then he's got a golf ball knot on his fucking head, dude.
He got money from that?
Nah, dude. He got money. He's got money because he's at the fucking golf course, bud. He had the barbershop at the old airport, the Stapleton Airport.
Oh, they used to have a barbershop?
Yeah,
he had
the barbershop
in
there, bud, with the shoe shine guy outside.
Yeah,
you know
smart.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I love going to my Nino's old barbershop over there.
How come they don't have a barbershop in the new one?
No, it's not that. He started a barbershop over there off of Alameda and by where you guys live. But over there off of Alameda, he started his own barbershop while the guys would still go to him, bro, all the pilots and shit. So he's had his barbershop forever, dude. You know what I mean? And all the pilots used to go there, you know, get their crew cut and shit. That's like, I used to always get a crew cut all the time.
So you don't need no job because one day he's gone.
Nah, dude, I fucking haven't been to him in a long time. But anyways, he don't even know. He's retired anyways, bro. He's retired. He gets kickbacks from his fucking shit being open right there.
Yeah,
dude, that's his spot, bud. You know what I mean? So anyways, my Nino, dude, they're fucking... My Nina's got fucking a room full of dolls.
For what?
Like what fucking, kind of, like porcelain?
Those, like the fucking ones that are worth trippy. Fucking thousands of dollars. Weird.
Like an American girl.
Yeah, dude. Mm. Fucking crazy. My Nina's got some fucking, she's loaded, son. I remember going antique shopping. So was there
like
an
investment for her? She's just keeping them around?
I wish I'm so dumb. She's just weird. I'm so dumb. Weird, yeah. I'm so dumb, bro. She said she'd pay for my college and I never did it, bro. I never went to college.
Wasting money.
Yeah.
Leaving money on the table. You would have lost your mind in college. You would have been a different person, bro.
Yeah, right. Man. I would have been. You've been selling drugs. I'm already too smart. I'm already too smart. You've been
selling drugs. You
would have had. Hell yeah, I would have had a bunch of white people OD'd.
Degree and shit.
We should go be lawyers. You want to be a lawyer? Good, you're just going to write? What are you going to do?
Are you going to become a lawyer? That's your next move.
I'm
going to
be a lawyer, dude. After I become a comedian, I'm going to take my bar degree here in Denver so I can outdo Frank Azar and the Sawyers. Wow. Fuck them, dude. Hey. I'm going to be my own fucking legal counsel.
Write your own corny jokes. You know what I mean? Your own corny commercials.
He's going to be a judge. That's what's going to happen.
No, that's what's going to happen. Watch Judge Louie.
He'll be a TV judge.
Oh, yeah. I should write Trump. See if I can go be a judge. We could rewrite history, bro. There since you don't like history, we can rewrite history.
You might as well, bro. I'm going to write history books for kids.
Did everything.
Bad girl. Here, you want milk day, bone? Let me get her milk bone.
No way, no way. Smoke. Woke up. Smoked a joint.
Smoked a joint.
And invented physics.
This is facts. These are real histories.
I was the one that Apple fell the head on.
I watched a crazy YouTube video where this black dude was really talking shit about history, like, and he was trying to be like a debate professor or something. Mm. And this guy's like, "No, this is this. I just seen this fucking real life." That guy goes, "I don't believe it. Everything the white man says is fake." And then that dude goes, "No, this is like real." They were talking about that. No, this is what they was talking about. They was talking about astronauts.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, every astronaut's been a white guy. This black dude just talks shit. And he's like, "Actually, there's like fucking 12 black dudes astronauts." And the guy goes, "Oh, well, them Uncle Tom motherfuckers don't care." I was clowning, dude, but like, no, dude, I know you're not that bad at a history. Fuck, you're not gonna clown history. Like, if you see,
personally, like, whenever I've been in school and they've been teaching it, it's always been uncomfortable, as in, like, this shit don't sound right.
You like, know what don't sound right?
Everything,
Have you been in a history class?
Oh, yeah,
in school,
no, yeah.
And even nowadays, they'll like, they change shit, and you hear it in the news that they're changing shit to be written more so that it's not sounding as aggressive so kids don't.
Yeah, that shit's retarded.
And even then, like, what are they really even telling us? What is the dynamic that they're giving us?
Well, what's going to happen?
Well, there's definitely. Anyways. But you can always, but the
you
thing
can't
is,
hide a child all their life from life.
Right. Eventually we all grow, though, and you got to be exposed to everything.
That's
but
like,
I
bet you as a 24-year-old man coming to Denver made you grow more.
Exactly. Everything makes you grow.
From Nevada, right?
More. Call my nigga back.
Yeah, all that shit, right?
Yeah. Well, you keep learning, and you know.
Well, that's the thing, is that you got to keep learning. You can't just
and
take it
from school.
And who writes
the narrative of the people who are oppressing you and the people who are not even that are creating this... I don't know, what's the element called when you're indoctrinated?
Yeah.
Who creates your indoctrination?
Yeah, I don't want nobody to lump me with nothing, bro. I'm fucking my own person.
Right, so that part is what not
that's
doesn't
like,
sit well with me
you
with
know
history.
What I say? You know what I say? Like, all the Mexican kids, they used to ditch every fucking Cinco de Mayo and all that shit. And, you know, mm-hmm. they'd be like, "Oh, we need to go protest this. We need to go protest that." You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where I went to high school, it was mostly Mexicans, and these niggas wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Or niggas would have
had a flag, they had a Mexico flag in the motherfucker in the auditorium. I thought these niggas, y'all are wild.
I get it now because look at how shit is.
Yep. Now today. These people have been like secretly oppressed. Now it's like, we don't give a fuck.
We did. It's straight slavery, dude. Fuck, dude. We'll do fucking shitty ass jobs for cheap, bro. You want to hear? You want to hear a crazy story?
But you're like third generation. You still do. You as American as the motherfucker gets, much, bro. And you still do.
No. This, you want to know why I was saying these? All the other kids used to fucking ditch school on fucking Cinco de Mayo and all that shit, dude. I fucking used to go to 420. Every year at the Capitol, Ken Gorman used to run a fucking smoke session in front of the Capitol, 420. I said, you know what? That's what I'm passionate about, fucking being able to smoke weed, bro. I would still ditch on Cinco de Mayo and all that shit, but I wouldn't go downtown and get arrested for something that I don't even know nothing about, dog. You know, fucking Mexican independence and Cinco de Mayo, bro. Fuck, I'm an American.
Right.
I'm fucking A1, fucking born in America right over there on the east side, son. You know, in Denver, Colorado. I'm an American as American. Fuck that, don't let me. But then, I could say the wrong shit. Everybody thinks I'm all white nationalist, trumped out motherfucker for saying something like that. That you're, just for saying you're an American? Get the fuck out of town, son. Just a person. I'm Louis Jesse Dumb Retardo Martinez first. Right? Just like you're No Way, No Wow, and this is Corey Stevens, bud.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think another bit of the issue that, like, with just, like, humans and shit is that we like to put ourselves in a category and divide ourselves.
I don't, dude, because that's the first thing with divide and conquer.
Right.
Yeah.
Because everybody is something. Thing. You know, everybody's like, I'm something. Yeah. I am something.
Oh, I'm so woke. I'm so cool.
I am something. And if everybody is something, then it's like, well, you know, you're not part of this if you are this, and this is what you make yourself. So it's hard in living a life like that because then people put these imaginary borders around themselves that don't need to exist.
Yeah. You know, we all people. Dude, we're all cool. You guys are, you're a cool cat. Tall guy is fucking cool, dude. You know what I mean? That's like the first time I ever seen him. That's like, he's like, oh, I'm Corey. I was like, hate your name. You're tall guy. And he ran with it, dude. He's a cool guy, dude. You know what I mean? Fuck it, dude. But that's how it goes. I don't give a shit.
I've been given nicknames. That's just the easiest one. At least I'm not being called shit.
Corey. Corey's such a honky name.
I feel like there's a lot of Coreys in the scene. No,
no, there are a few of them, at least. Yeah,
there's three. You, Corey Healy,
Corey David.
Corey Quattlebaum.
Corey Quattlebaum. I haven't seen him around in a long time.
I haven't even heard that name.
He got you sick, Bear. You know,
yeah,
Big
he got
Bear.
All fucked up.
Big Bear.
Bear you Quattlebaum.
You never seen Bear
his
Quattlebaum?
His name's Corey. You should chill with Crawford.
Yeah, Crawford and Piper.
Mm-mm. I remember Piper.
Did you never go to the,
To Violet's Venue?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's where his homeboy gave us fucking that acid that night.
Yeah.
Good mic.
That was fun. Playing pool. I think I won that game, too.
Who cares? I was fucking vibrating on acid. That dude put a puddle of acid in my hand.
He said a puddle.
Fuck,
dude, geez. He did. That was fucking hilarious.
He gave Tall Guy two nice drops. And then when he was doing my drops, his hand was like shaking. And you know how on the eyedropper, that fucking little fucking teardrop just kept getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
and
it was
off.
Just blopping.
Yeah, and then it just hit blotting and it was like, and I was like, damn, son, you know what I mean? And he's like, yeah, man. I was like, fuck it. So I ate that shit. And
we got
We was high as fuck,
holy
dude.
Holy shit.
Good times.
That was insanity.
Did you ever do Chorito when you started?
I did Chorito.
Yeah?
I like that mic.
Yeah, I miss
it. Was
it,
cool.
Dude.
I used to always go up last. Not last, but like in that last four.
Yeah, no, so
it'd be like 1 o'clock in the morning.
But
I used to like it.
Did
it
you
cool.
ever follow Cal there?
Follow Cal?
Yeah. No. At Chorito?
No, I never followed Cal.
I followed Cal.
I followed Cal. Everybody's followed Cal. Well,
no, but do you like Cal's new set? Did you see that shit with him and Sam Tellin on Facebook? That shit's off the chain, dude. It's fucking dope, bro.
I've seen him doing where he just gives, he gives people the paper. And,
yeah, that's what he did with Sam Tellin. It was fucking perfect.
And it was Comedy Works, awesome. Man. Yeah. It was at Comedy Works. It was tight, so dude. It was tight as fuck. I seen Cal at... Kyle Bertman's mic at the Monkey Bar. I was on sets where Cal would open up, and dude, it would take him a while to get through his jokes, but you know, they're fucking funny, dude. He'd be like, "Oh, it's hard being disabled," you know, and it'd take him a while to say that, and he's like, "I know where I want to go. I just don't know how long it's going to take to get there." Right, you know what I mean? That's great writing, dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it takes him so long to get it out. And now that people could say it for him and flow. Right. And he just got to be up there. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's killer. Because he's such a strong joke writer, bro. He's dope, bro, dude.
Well, how many years has he been watching, like, randomly going up?
Yo, I seen him over there at Chorito one night, and homeboy goes, $20 tab to whoever does the best Jay Leno joke. He went up there, it took him a minute and a half to get this joke out. He said, "Don't do coke with Jay Leno because he knocks it off with his chin." You know what I mean? Great joke. Took him a second to get it out. You know what I mean? Little one-liner. And, you know, fuck, dude, it was like, you know, great little one-liner. And took him a while to get it out, but nobody heard it. So when Preston Tompkins still ran fucking before Allison Rose.
Saw him yesterday.
Yeah, seen him out fucking, but Preston Tompkins still used to run that mic. And he comes out to get the mic, and he's all, "Give it up for Cal." And I was like, "Hey, he wins the $20 for the Jay Leno joke." And fucking Cal's like, "Yeah," like that, dude. And I'm like, "Yeah." And then the next week, he was sitting there playing fucking, you know, he was sitting there knocking his nachos all over and shit, dude. In the front row, he won $20, dude. You know what I mean? I love Cal, dude. He's fucking dope, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Cal's great, dude. Fuck throwing his food around. He's awesome, dude. I love Cal, bro. I don't give a fuck, dude. Nobody ever better talk shit about Cal. What's up, brother?
Sir, when it comes to your joke writing style, what is there somebody like you look up to, for example, maybe a combination of people that you look up to that you like their style, you like the way they, the timing or the, you know, the verbiage or the character? Is there anybody that you kind of take from when you're writing your material and thinking about its presentation?
I guess I watch a lot of people, man. I try to draw from everybody, really. Of course, I gravitate more towards people that look like me, you know, like most people do. Or people I would like grew up watching was like D.L. Hughley. He would do this thing where he tell the joke and then do the voices of the joke. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He lay the premise down and do the back and forth, like, and that was the punch of the joke. And
yeah, shit like that. I like doing voices. Yeah, bro, they're killer, dude.
Things like that are like.
No, the little gay Jose voice and then the gay black dope dealer voice, he's part of the inspiration for the gay black dope dealer. Sharp, slow, playing. You know what I mean? Shit, dog, that's fucking No Ain't No Out for real, dog. That's how I said, I gotta get it sharp. I gotta get I'm a pimp here. Son. I'm a pimp, but I'm gonna go to my boyfriend's house later. You know what I mean? You fucking get into fucking those voices, dude. Yeah. It's killer, dude. It's killer seeing. I watched Joey Diaz, and they have the guy from Reno 911, the Gonzalez guy. Mm-hmm. The motherfucker was the Yo Keto Taco Bell dog.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, son. You know how much scratch that motherfucker made just from that, bud? And he's an old school comic. He's fucking in there. He's been in the game for a long time, bud. I hope that we could do the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? You could write fucking skits for whatever. We'll do some voices, whatever, bud. Yeah. I'm down for whatever. That's how you'd have to be. Look, if he wasn't down for whatever, he would have never got the goddamn Taco Bell position. Yo, Kettle Taco Bell? That's fuck, dog. Yeah. Fuck, homie. That dude, that's gangster. Jamming.
How come they stopped that?
Just think, bro. He made enough money off that shit already, son. Joey Diaz did a commercial on there, too. Joey Diaz did two commercials, and he's like, yeah, dog. That's the first time I fucking made money at all in this comedy game ever. Because he was in one of the fucking Yo Quiero Taco Bell dog commercials. And then that dude goes off and does 100 fucking more. Mm. So Joey Diaz is like, that's what started my career was this right here, this stupid commercial, Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
His credit.
He's like, and you fucking took it for a ride. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was still when he was fucking probably getting high back then, bud. You want to know a crazy story? You heard my story about my buddy Marcos that used to sell dope up in fucking Lafayette and shit? Mm-hmm. My homie that died? He was in jail with Joey Diaz in Lafayette, Boulder County. Mm. For real, he goes like this. He tells me when The Longest Yard comes out, he goes, hey, I used to sell this guy. This guy was with the old school black dude. And I used to sell them both chapsticks, caps of sugar for a cup of coffee. And my homeboy Marcos goes, yeah, look, this is him, that fat guy. And it's fucking Joey Diaz is the center, bud. Fucking, I was like, get out of town. I love that fucking guy. He's a comedian, bud. You know, that was right when I started was thinking about trying to do comedy and shit, dude. You know what I mean? He's like, I was in the joint with him in Lafayette, Boulder County, bud. That's why I only saw Coke in Lafayette, because I want to go back to that place. But yeah, dog, fucking gangster shit. I kind of, that's crazy coincidences and shit, dog.
Yeah, that's funny.
Who's the most famous person you met so far in this comedy game?
In this comedy game that I've met? I don't even know.
Did you go to Chappelle downtown? Mm-mm. Me and this guy, man, that's how we were fucking chilling outside. Fucking, I was trying to sell some shrooms, and then they gave me a ride home. You know what I mean? I didn't even get in. Mike Stanley came out, and I asked him, I was like, what's up, can I get in? He's like, no, I don't think so. I was like, fuck, are you for real? But I wouldn't overstep my boundaries neither.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't need to be in there. Even.
What could he do? You can't get in, you can't get in.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to overstep it, dude.
But you just chilled outside.
Yeah, we chilled outside.
Did you get to meet Dave Chappelle or what?
Nah,
did
you about that?
Oh, okay.
That fool smokes in the green room probably, dog.
Yeah, he right
outside like us. They don't make him go outside like us, bud. You know what I mean? You see all of us up that top flight of stairs fucking smoking weed like dum-dums, bud, you know? No, but that's another thing that inspired me right there, bud. I was out there selling shrooms to a line of people, dude, all the way around the corner, bud.
They were buying them?
Yeah, and they were there for Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
They were there for just that one guy, bud.
And they went all around the corner, bud.
To the valet spot, bud. I was selling shrooms. I was asking everybody if they needed shrooms, bud. I fucking sold like a half ounce, bud. For real. Right there, bam, 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 all the way down. Then I fucking would sit there and smoke cigarettes, seeing if I could see Dave Chappelle come out. And then Mike Stanley comes out. You know Lewis Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
He comes out.
Oh, yeah, he was there for that?
Yeah. He went to the first show, he comes out, he's like, that shit's dope, bro. He's like, just fucking go in. I was like, I'm not gonna go in unless I'm invited. He's all, don't drop my name. check this out. I'm a big fan of him, bro. He fucking shut me down at the wit's end, bro.
Lewis Johnson.
Lewis Johnson. This was in the early 2000s, homie. I just turned 21. Going fucking, we're selling dope. We got the Nokia phones. With the fucking colored pixel screen, bud. Still didn't even have fucking cameras on the phone, you fucking lucky ass dumb kids. You know what I mean? We had a Nokia. It was an inch and a half, inch and a quarter by 2-inch color pixel screen, bud. And we thought we was ballers and shit. We had little fucking plug-in earpieces like we were spies and shit, bud, because we were selling dope and all that shit. And we got to see Lewis Johnson at the Wit's End in Westminster, dude, up there, fucking like 80-something and here, or 80-something in Sheridan, in between Sheridan and Wadsworth over there was Wit's End.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually by my bank, by Balco Bank. But that's where the Wits End used to be. And Lewis Johnson comes out and he's like, yeah, I'm from Denver. I love the mountains and all that shit. People ask me if I ski. I say, look at me, I'm black. You know what I mean? Me and my homeboy just got back from snowboarding. So we're like, shit, dog, try snowboarding. He goes, hey, shut the fuck up. I got the microphone. And he shut us down quick. He shut us the fuck down, son. And it's awesome. It's awesome to see him. He seen me at Thick Skin Monday, dog. He's like, you fucking crazy. And I was like, yes, yes. That was better than winning the money. Lewis Johnson said, I'm fucking crazy, dog. You know what I mean? He's like, your math was wrong. And I was like, nah, my math wasn't wrong, dude. I was like, I made $80 to drive him to the hotel. I made another $200 to take Polaroid pictures. And I made another $250 fucking for a dude to suck my dick. And he's like, you really let him suck your dick? I was like, hell yeah. That was dope, dude. But going from seeing him at the Wits End, dude, in Westminster, Colorado, to him saying, motherfucker, you're crazy. That was wicked sweet, dude. That was tight, homie, dude. Fucking, that's just inspiration. That's more fucking shit, you know, we're going to be able to talk about on a dumb podcast here later on in life, bro. Hopefully. All of us hanging out. Talk shit, and then some little young kid's gonna have us on some podcast. Mm. Yeah, I remember you said my set was tight, and I'm gonna be like, oh man, I was all stoned. I don't even know what I was there. Well, fuck, dog, that'd be dope, bro. That's yesterday. Inspirational, dog, yeah, right?
Yeah. It always gets like that. What time are we at? We've gotta be at an hour and a half.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost?
Seems like a good place to end it.
Yeah.
Well, fuck yeah. No
hey, man, on. Where are you going to be anywhere this month? You got any other shit going on this
like
month?
Like shows?
Yeah.
I got Nasty Bits, New Talent Night.
I'm New Talent next week also.
Okay. Yeah, same
you
show.
You too?
Yeah.
We'll be there. Buy you an Abba Zaba across the street. All right, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. And that's it for this month, Nasty Bits and New Talent Night.
Yeah, I'm heading up Nasty to Cheyenne. Cheyenne to Stamford, Cheyenne, Wyoming. This Saturday, me, Brian Evans, Eric Shee.
Oh, nice. That's going to be fun.
It'll
be
fun.
Eric Shee and Brian.
Yeah, no, Brian's been killing it, dude.
Has he?
Dude, for New Year's, dude, he had a fucking killer 8-minute set, dude, for New Year's. It was off the chain. Wow. And then I think it was him, then Michael Jeffries. Michael Jeffries murdered it, dog. Just fucking murdered that room. Homeboy packs that room, dude. Voodoo.
At Voodoo?
Yeah.
Voodoo Comedy. What room was this? The LMA? Yeah. FAO show? Yeah, yep. I did that show. That show is fun.
Yeah, he packs a room, dude. He's fucking good at it, dude. Shout outs to Derek Warbucks.
Yeah, that is a good show. Yeah,
he's fucking rocking it, dude.
He's been booking it pretty well, too. Like, yeah. For somebody who don't... I've never seen him out. Have you ever seen him out?
First time I
met him was on the
yeah, Jose show. McCall's hosting his show, the next show coming up. At Voodoo, Jose McCall, nice. And then fuck yeah, dude, he's got some. He put together a good ass show for the New Year's show. Had they were both at Comedy Works Tuesday. Ron Ferguson and AJ Finney.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, dude, they were both on that fucking New Year's show, dude. It was killer, bro. It was fun, dude.
Thank you very much,
comedy.
Noah. I love comedy.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. That was fun. I appreciate y'all, man.